Welcome all friends at the Dhamma. See your mind. If you can see your mind, that is the way to go to deep meditation. Because your mind got thought and you don't see your thought, then it become a lot of thought. But if you see your mind become thought, then it become less thought and calmness. How to see your mind? Now, your eye look at me, okay? Sometimes you not watch me. Sometimes you think something else. Can you see your mind? Okay? So whenever you look and you watch, connect to your eye, to someone to the one inside. How to connect? Attention on my talk. Can you see your mind attention? You cannot see by eye, but you can awareness of your mind got full attention or not. If your awareness, you can see by awareness, not by eye. Okay? Awareness together. Now, you are listening to me, I speak loud. But when I tell you hear something quiet in this room, whatever quiet in this room, can you see your mind? More attention? Can you see you got more attention in your mind? Maybe somebody can, somebody cannot. So I have workshop. Today, everybody can see your mind. Just come 8 at a time. 3, 5 here, come. Stand up. Just 8. Come. 8 people. Come from the back. From the back first. I will show you how to see your mind. 8, 3 here.
3 more.
And 1 instantly. Okay. 5 here. Why here? Okay. Just that way, okay? Okay, can you move here a bit? Then can see camera, okay?
Okay.
1, 2.
Very profound.
So, can you see your mind always got thought, become thought, dreaming, never come back? What happened if I tell you light instantic? Now, witness your mind together. When you light instantic, what happened to your mind? Now, just pretend to light instantic. What happened? Pretend to the candle. Your mind wash. Your mind come back? Your mind come back or not?
Yes.
Your mind turn inwards and watch.
Yes.
Can you see your mind come back, turn inwards and watch here? Don't go anywhere else, only watch here. Again, one more time, slowly, now more slowly. Slowly, more slowly, you can see your mind. Very good attention. Because you have to go to one point here. Can you realize your mind turn inwards and aim with attention. How you see your mind? You got your mind watch and you awareness of your mind together. Then you can see your mind quality. Your mind watch. Then you just awareness of your mind together. Now light instantic again. Can you see by your awareness? Now your mind come back here, and more you steadily go to the candle at the one point, your mind aim, and what happened to your mind? Still. Can you see your mind still?
No.
Because your mind was here. Now you can see your mind already. Even you finish writing in the incense stick, you already did meditation already. Can you see your mind? Still and calm because you just do meditation. Okay? So now, from the one who watched, now watch your breathing. Not cross your eye. Your eye with me, but can you watch now you are breathing or not? Don't think. I don't tell you to think. I tell you to watch. Can you watch now you are breathing in or breathing out? Can you watch? You watch from your mind inside. Okay? That's right. And watch every moment. When you watch every moment on your breathing, can you see your mind good attention, better attention, more attention? Now you can see your mind already. Where is your mind? Attention. Now watch every moment of your breathing in. Every moment, watching. Your mind become attention, 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 and still and calm. Your mind got attention, then your mind got mindfulness. And then your mind got mindfulness, your mind got calmness, and your mind got more calmness. Now you can see your mind attention, your mind got calmness. You can see your mind attention with calmness, no thought, don't think anything. That's right. This is how we see our mind. Now you watch me. I'm a monk. Can you witness your mind? Your mind got calm. If I'm the politician, you watch politician. What happened? Your mind just think about something, okay? Or if you watch your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mind fall in love. Okay? Or if you watch your enemy, your mind against, okay, and angry. Can you see? This is we call we see performance of mind, okay? We not see by eye, we see by awareness. How you see by awareness? Now everybody, move your hand and cross your eye now. How you know your hand movement? And how you know and see your hand movement? That is by awareness. Okay? You understand now? How you know your hand movement? How you see your hand movement? From awareness. Okay? Now do it again. Now you just lifting up the incense stick. Can you see you are lifting up incense stick? Can you see now you are going to point? Can you see? Okay? You see by awareness, then your mind wake up. You never learn to see by awareness. You learn to see by thought. Okay? By judgment. But meditation and inside meditation, we not see by thought. We see by awareness. Okay? Now cross your eye again and move your hand. Can you see your hand movement? By awareness. Okay? How you know? I don't know how you know, but that is awareness. How you see? That is awareness. And now how about your breathing? Got inhale, outhale. Can you just be mindfully aware of your breathing? Can you? How to be mindfully aware? Attention. Keep attention from your mind, not from your head, not from your brain. Your mind is deep inside. Your mind is not concrete object. Your mind something that abstract, you cannot touch, but you can feel. Okay? Can you just keep attention on your breathing now? Can you feel you got attention? When you keep attention, can you feel, can you aware of attention? Because your mind you cannot touch, cannot see, cannot look, but you know by your mind, by feeling your mind or awareness of your mind. And where is your mind? Attention is your mind. When your attention good, you can see your mind at home. But you lost in thought, you cannot see your mind because go very far, go everywhere thinking about those and this, okay? So just attention at work. Can you see your mind? Watch your job. But if you're not attention at work, you look, but your mind think something else. Can you see? Now, see your mind, good attention. That when you see your mind, good attention, you got meditation already. Okay? Okay, next. Good?
Thank you.
Understand now? Next. Eight person. Come. Come. Anybody come. Today you must come. Everyone come here. Okay, come. 3 here, 5 here. And just stay here. Can you just move camera down? Stay there. So then, move here. Move on the table there. Yeah, move. Okay. Move. Okay, good. Now take one incense stick. Now you got incense stick. Okay, but before you doing, just learn to see your mind. Your mind thought, become thought. Can you see? Thought is your mind. Okay? But today, good mind is calmness. Good mind is mindfulness. Thought is monkey mind. Okay? So now, just pretend to light incense. Do it slowly. And together, watch and awareness of the one who watch. Do it now slowly. Just stay here. Come here. Okay? Now, start. Your mind come back, don't think anything. Your mind turn inwards and watch here. Your mind just watch here, don't think anything. Your mind turn inwards. Can you see your mind turn inwards? Your mind turn inwards and keep watching at the candle. That right? Yeah. And when you see your mind turn inwards, that means you get into meditation already. And now can you see when you are the result, your mind turn inward? What is the result? Now can you see your mind turn inwards? Can you? Do it again. More slowly. Slowly. Your mind more mindfulness. Watch with more mindfulness. M. Turn inwards and focus. M from your mind. Okay? Your mind focus. Before you use your brain, your eye to look and focus by your eye, you got headache. But now you focus from inside. Okay? Can you see your mind focus from inside? Mm-hmm. But I don't know, somewhere inside, I don't know where. But when your mind was, again, do it again more slowly and see what happened to your mind. When you start, now start. When you start, your mind already was already. Now you already get into meditation already. Meditation, if you know about this technique, meditation start from the beginning when you was. Okay? People just think, I will sit meditation 1 hour, half an hour. Or 15 minutes, I will look by breathing in, my breathing out, but inside, don't watch. Okay? Then meditation not start. Okay? You just say, I will sit meditation, but you don't watch anything. Then you don't start any meditation. Meditation start when you attention. Okay? You understand? Now, start. Now you let go all thought and watch here. Can you see your mind? Watch here. When you say start, okay, your mind point here, aim here, watch here, and now going on. Then your mind start from good meditation from the first start. When you start with the good meditation going on, you will have more meditation. But if you start from sleepy start, then you sleepy the whole period. Okay? You understand now? Good start, good winner. Okay? Can you see your mind? And now, instead of you wash the candle, can you wash how you standing, wash the whole body posture? Can you wash? Don't think you just... No, we use, not use eye. We just wash. Can you wash when you take a shower? Now take a shower. Can you wash? Wash your touching? Wash your brushing? Can you wash? You got meditation already. But in the shower room, how many thoughts? 100 thought, because you not wash yourself, take shower, not wash your cool or warm water, not wash your brushing, but you think something else. Okay? What to do next after take a shower, then you take a shower and think what your plan, what your appointment, then you lost. You lost meditation from the shower room, you lost meditation the whole day. So, good start, good winner. Okay? So, good start, early morning you take shower or not?
Yeah.
So good start from the shower room. Don't think something outside, just keep your mind only in the shower room for 10 minutes, can you? How?
Yeah.
How? Wash and see yourself. Now, wash and see yourself quiet. Can you? Can you see yourself got movement or not?
In a shower.
Now. You got movement or not? Yeah. Even you stand still, you got a bit movement. You cannot keep you still like stone.
Yeah.
Okay? So can you watch movement of the body, action, and movement of sensation, and movement of fire element, warm or cool? Even you need take a shower, you got warm or cool on your body sensation or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you alive. If you die, maybe now you got warm. Can you wash warm on your body? Can you wash?
Yeah.
Your eye cannot look into something abstract.
Mm.
Your mind only look at this concrete object. Okay? But your eye cannot look into your sensation or feeling. But you can watch from your mind into your sensation. Cool or warm or sweat. Your eye cannot look the feeling of sweat. Okay? Only I take water, put on you, your eye can look. Okay? Okay? Now can you wash sweat and warm on your body? And feeling on your body?
No.
Yeah, why? You got feeling now or not? Yeah, you alive. You got feeling every moment. Can you watch your feeling on your body? Sensation on your body? And what happened? Your mind come back and mindfulness and calmness. So, when you got problem, lost in thought, because you watch something outside, never wash yourself, how to bring your mind back? Wash yourself more often. Okay? When you wash yourself, don't have to think about anything about yourself. But when if you wash your friend, this friend, good friend, you think about good friend. Not good friend, you think about not good friend. Wash your job, you think about job. Wash yourself. Nothing to think about. Because now you're not, let's say you now going to aging, not beautiful as before. Can you watch? Yeah? When you watch, you will see the truth that now you're getting older and older. You got aging. Okay? Life is not long, and you think now you, what, how old are you now?
26.
Now you think life is long. If you are 62, life is not long, okay? Can you watch yourself, then you can realize the truth. Actually, life is not long, okay? Be mindful. and develop more loving kindness in your heart because life is not long. Okay? Okay, you accept. Okay, next. Wash yourself, go to sit and wash yourself. Stop. Wash your step. You walk, you wash, don't wash your step. You don't have meditation. Can you wash your step when you walk? You have meditation when you wash your step. Okay? Next, X person. Come. And now those who got workshop already, can you wash your breathing in, breathing out, or can you wash the stomach rising, falling, or can you wash how you sit? Okay? Come here. This is my camera. Come here. Okay? Come here, please. Stay here. Take one incense stick. Okay, stay here. Okay, now, can you see your mind? Your mind not good quality. Thinking the whole day. Can you see? Non-stop thinking. Okay? But your mind will come back if you got object of knowing. Now, what is object of knowing? Now, everybody start lighting incense stick slowly, okay? Okay, start. When you start, your mind turn inverse or not? Watching only the candle only. Don't think anything when you start. So meditation, this is, you have a good start because you can see your mind watch. Okay? Now you got into meditation already. But can you keep your mind attention for more, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then you can have more beautiful calmness and more absorption. Okay? You understand? Do it again slowly. I just use this word, wash, and awareness of the one who was. Wash the object, awareness of the one or your mind, the knower, who was. If you witness your mind, the one who was, you see the knower. Okay? And what is the knower when you wash? Now, start again. Leave intensity and do it again. Start. Can you see the one who was? Your mind emptiness, no thought. Actually, your mind is emptiness. If you got mindfulness, watch and see the present moment. But your mind not empty because you not watch and see the present moment. You lost in thought to the past and the future. As far as you see clearly the present moment, your mind emptiness, no thought. So this topic today, emptiness. Okay? Can you see your mind emptiness? Because you watch. Who watch? Your mind watch. When your mind watch, your mind very good mindfulness watch and see the present moment on the incense stick, lighting the candle with the candle. Now do it again slowly. And now slowly your mind watch and with more attention, attention, attention. What more you see? Emptiness. But what more you see? Emptiness, but in emptiness, good quality, attention. And what more you see in emptiness or the calmness, your mind calmness? You can see in the calmness, your mind got attention, got mindfulness. And what more you see in calmness? You can see more good quality, okay? Attention, stillness, calmness. Okay? Something like that. Okay? So now, just see your mind. When you look at me, if you watch with attention, watch me and listen to me with good attention, can you see your mind stay still inside, not stirring? Okay? So, we call the mind, the knower, will wake up when got object of knowing. That means if you got no job, your mind just traveling. If you got job and good attention, your mind come back. So just keep your eye look. Now in daily life, your eye look or not, open your eye or not, whenever your eye look and you got your mind wash together. Now look and wash. Your mind still or not? Listen and hear. Your mind still or not? Okay? And always keep your mind got object of knowing. Wash yourself is much better. Okay? Okay. Now next, eight people. Wash your step. Okay? Bring your mind with you. Okay? Keep your mindfulness by wash your step. X people, come please. Yeah, everybody should come today to learn, to have more participation, okay? Anybody not yet come, come. Come, only one, two, three. Yeah, come. Come here, four. Yeah, we have workshop and you will learn how to have good meditation. And this is your candle. This is your, okay. That's all? Okay, now, one more person? Anybody? Okay. Now, I just demonstrate. Now, before we lighting incense, can you see what happened to your mind? Your mind so much thought, a lot of thinking. And not still, not calm, always got something in your head. Okay? It's monkey mind. But when you got object of knowing, what is the object of knowing? I tell you, light incense, do it now, slowly. Do it now, slowly. Start. Can you see what happened in your mind? When you start, your mind turn inwards. Your mind was here. When you lie incense, just pretend. Now, pretend. Slowly, not like this. Slowly. Your mind come back and watch here. Let go all thought. Your mind focus here only. That's right. And when you focus here, you can think anything else together? Cannot. Because you focus here, you cannot think anything else. That's right. That is your mind come back. We call stream entry. Normally, your mind follow the stream of desire, okay? But now your mind become stream entry, okay? And we call stream enterer, okay? Now, the first enlightenment we call stream enterer. Now, I teach you how to go stream entry because there are four levels of enlightenment. Soda Patana we call stream enterer, okay? And next one we call Sakitakami. And more next is Anakami. And that most fulfillment, enlightenment we call Arahant. Okay? How you know you got enlightenment? Your mind got stream entry. Learning how you feel, how you doing, and can let go thought, can see something, explore something not good, let go and release, and see something good, smile now, smile good or not, then more smile. okay now, just do it again slowly. Now, start, your mind become stream entry, before your mind lost with for stream of desire, stream of passion. Okay? Now your mind become stream entry. Okay? Opposite side. Okay? And what happened? Your mind calm. I know you still, you very good. You awareness of your mind. Okay? You don't have to do meditation because as far as you see your mind got meditation already. But this is only meditation. we will learn more to develop insight meditation, vipassana. But I just teach you calmness meditation or samatha or one pointedness of mind. Okay? We have two sections. Calmness meditation and insight meditation. What I'm teaching you now is calmness meditation or stillness of mind or one pointedness of mind. Start again. Now do it again. Start. Can you see your mind become one point? Because you watch one point, your mind become one point. That's right. And then you go near to the candle, your mind become more one pointedness, more one pointedness, one pointedness. Can you see one pointedness? That is attention. Can you see your mind attention? Your mind attention, your mind become mindfulness and with one pointedness. Now, even you finish, you just do meditation now, you still got one pointedness. Still calm, not lost in thought. Just see your mind still. Then your mind can stay still for long, as long you see your mind. And you see your mind calm, your mind stay calm as long you can see. But if you not see your mind, after you practice meditation, what happened? Usually when you practice meditation, you finish, you rush. Going out from meditation, not see your mind. You got calmness, but you not take care of your calmness. Because you rush, come out from meditation. Now you got calmness. I told you, walk to your seat. Can you take care of your calmness by see your calmness? Can you see your calmness together? When you walk to your seat, see yourself, your body, see your mind, the calmness. Can you see yourself, body, and the calmness together? Now just go to your seat and see yourself, your body and mind. This is your mind, good quality already. Okay? No question. Emptiness. Okay? Good. Sathu, sathu. So, now I drink. You got water? Can you drink and wash your drinking? Yeah, look at me. I show you. Drink slowly. Look at me first. Can you wash? Slowly you can wash. If you drink very fast, you cannot wash mindfully. Can you drink slowly and wash? Drink and wash your drinking. Wash your drinking. Your mind calm or not? Your mind wash, then your mind got calmness. Okay? You got meditation already. Okay? So that's why in Zen Buddhism in Japan, okay, they got tradition drinking tea. Okay, now drinking tea together. Okay, now drinking tea like Zen. You know Zen Buddhism? They got tradition drinking tea. Now two hands. Okay. Can you watch and see your drinking? And just keep your mind seeing what you are doing. Can you see what you are doing now? When you see, when your mind see, watch and see, you can got awareness of calmness because your mind watch and see the present moment. Your mind got mindfulness and calmness. Okay? So meditation in daily life, I show you. Okay, somebody maybe not quite understand well. Can you separate your eye with me? But your mind watch yourself. Can you look at me? I look at you, but I can watch the way I look at you. I got calmness. I look at you, but I can watch and see the way I look at you. Then I got calmness. Okay? Your eye look far, but can you watch near to yourself. Can you? Now lifting your two finger up and move your fingers under your chin slowly. Don't look by eye. Your eye with me, okay? But even your eye with me, you can watch the hand, the finger movement. Can you watch the finger movement? We watch the movement. We not imagine how is your finger look like. We not imagine. We just watch movement. Watch what we are doing. Can you watch? Because your eye look at concrete object, but your mind can watch more abstract. That is the movement and the feeling. Can you watch the movement first? Can you watch? By my can? And now do again. If you got purpose in life, now you got purpose to move two finger to touch each other. Because you have goal in life, you got more attention, more mindfulness. Now everybody got goal in doing by attention, bring two finger to touch each other. What happened? You got more attention. Your mind doesn't matter touching or not. You got very good meditation already. Your mind empty. That's why? No thought. That's why? You understand now? And now do it again with more attention. Okay? More attention. Bring two fingers to touch each other. Mindfully. Carefully. Slowly. Your mind become one together. One mind or one pointedness. Before your mind go everywhere, not now you might back because you watch only one object. Okay, you might come back or not, but awareness together. When you awareness together, you can see more what quality you got. I ask you what you see. Attention. And now again, I will ask you how much you see the quality of your mind. Do it again. When you start, what you see? Attention. When you keep going on, what you see? Attention and awareness. Your mind awareness. And attention with awareness. What you see? Your mind feel relaxed, really light, calm, and more calmness. And when nearly touching, what you see? Your mind, your mind become still and one pointedness. Now you go to advanced meditation already. We call one pointedness. Okay? So that's why whenever you are, your mind watch. Okay? Now can you look at me and watch? Can you see your mind attention? And what more you see? Maybe I'm not interesting for you. If you got diamond now, I give you diamond 5 carat. Take it now, everybody. Diamond, wear diamond. Okay, diamond. Just pretend. Just take diamond now, and look at diamond, everybody. Look there. Look, pretend. You will surprise. Something happen. When you look at diamond, you watch calibration, color, quality. Your mind watch. But if I give you stone, you look, you not watch. Stone, priceless. You look, you not watch. You mind not watch. Because it's stone, no price. Okay, no value. Okay, now again, diamond. Next time you bring diamond with you when you practice meditation. You have good meditation because I think everybody like diamond, okay? And when you like diamond, you keep attention, Look and watch. Watch and see. Look and watch. What quality? How calibration? What color? And how much the price? You got your mind intuition. When you watch the diamond, what you see? First you see calibration, you see color, you see more and more quality, and you see the price. Okay? You see the price immediately. Okay, you see the price, but anyhow, doesn't matter about the value. Now, can you look at me like you look at the diamond? How? I'm not interesting. Can you look at the Buddha statue and watch how the posture, how the face, how the hair, how the nose, how the ear? Watch and observe. 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 Your mind still mindful and calm. That's right. We call watch and see clearly. Can you watch and see clearly the Buddha statue? You got calmness, you got meditation, you got mindfulness, you got wisdom, you got everything if you watch and see clearly. So, first meditation will come up when you look and watch. But when you watch and see clearly, you got wisdom. Do you agree with me? Watch and see clearly, you got wisdom. Okay? First, okay? You watch the way. You don't know. You may be lost the way. Okay? For example, I've been to Moscow 5 times. The first time, I don't know where to go because I don't know Russian language. I take the subway, no English, make me problem. Then I just watch. No English, and where to go? Just I got intuition. Oh, it got different color. Then I follow the color. Never mind, no English. I follow the color. Color line, this line, red line, blue line, yellow line, okay, black line. Then I follow the color. First, I look, and if you look and you fear, you got fear, then you might disturb. But anyhow, I have to help myself. Nobody come with me. Look, watch. Watch. In the beginning, I don't see how I can go. Okay, because I just watch the language. But when I accept, I don't know Russian language, how to go. And then I watch, see clearly, I can see more than language. I can see color. And when I see color, now I'm more smart. I can see black line number 1, red line number 2, green line number 3. Now I just follow the color line and the number. Then I can go back home. Okay? You understand now? So this is first. First you come to U of Sydney. Okay? U of New South Wales. You don't know where to go. But more you watch, every day you watch. Oh, you just see clearly. Oh, this building got this shape. This building got this shape, this color. First time, you blur, blur, blur. Come to new place, you blur, blur, blur. But more you come, you see more clearly. Even now, when you come, you see more clearly. You see something that you not see before. Okay? Maybe you see tree and flower. Okay? That is seeing clearly, you develop wisdom. Okay? Watching develop mindfulness and right concentration. Watching and see clearly, you develop mindfulness and wisdom. Okay? just watching, but not good attention, no wisdom. Okay? Watching with good attention, you got good mindfulness, and you see clearly. When you got good mindfulness, you see clearly something different, something different. When you see clearly something different, you understand. Okay? And you know how to solve the problem. Okay? Sometimes you look at your job and watch. Okay, how to see clearly? For example, if you work as an accountant in the company, okay? Accountant, you just calculation and make balance every day because you just work for the company. But if the owner of the company do accounting by himself, what happened? The owner of the company not only calculation, but see something lost in this department, too much money spent. Because he is the owner and money is his pocket, huh? That's right. So the owner do accountant, he got more mindfulness than the officer do accountant. Okay? So now just realize how mindfulness good. Attention. Even you work for the company, but you just realize if you work just so-so, okay? You lost meditation. Okay? But if you work for the company with good attention, you got meditation. And when you got good meditation, you come back home with smile, with calm, and your children hug you. But when you work with no attention because it's only work for money, don't worry. Just work and just no responsibility because it's not your pocket money, okay? Not your money. Then you just work without responsibility. Then you come back home with a lot of thought, with selfishness, bad feeling, okay? Not smile. And every day you work in this way, then when you go back home, your children escape you because you come back home with a lot of thinking bad, okay? This is not my company. I just work for money. Then you think bad. You go back home. You just bring your bad thought come home. Your thought just push your children away. Okay? Okay? So every time, now what your expectation in studying here? Grade A or just C? A. Okay? If you just say, okay, just pass, maybe F. So you must have right determination. Do the best. If you do the best, it develops your meditation also. You understand now? And what meditation look like? You got meditation in daily life, but you don't know about that. Have you been to the dentist? Have you? Everybody been to the dentist. What happened? The dentist cleaning your teeth. You thought about family, about job or not? You just watch here. You just watch here, not go anywhere. Because you're not sure good dentist or not. Maybe something accident happened to you, huh? But very good meditation when the dentist take your tooth out. Your mind more careful. Still and watch with stillness of mind. You watch with the stillness of mind. Watch with stillness of mind. Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You can keep watch with stillness of mind. Don't think anything. That is the starting going into the absorption into meditative state. Okay? So I don't have to teach you aware of your mind when you got got your tooth take out. You aware of your mind, not think anything else, just watch here. Okay? This is meditation. And now, when you got one pointedness of mind, watch. Don't think anything. Your mind becomes still and calm and one pointedness. Okay? Can you awareness of the one pointedness of mind? First, 5 minutes when your dentist take your tooth out, you maybe got a bit fear, then you become still but not relaxed. But after 15 minutes, maybe you take, the dentist takes half an hour to take your tooth out. After 10-15 minutes, you feel relaxed. What happened? The one point that on my when you relax, it becomes space. We call emptiness. So you know the process of your mind. Now, can you just watch inside your mouth? Because your eye cannot look inside your mouth. Can your eye look at your touching? Eating, can your eye look? But your mind can watch. Now just watch, touching, eating. Who watch? Your mind watch. Awareness of your mind watch. Your mind still and calmness, that means wake up. Okay? Can you watch four elements in your mouth? Five elements? Can you wash warm in your mouth? Your eye cannot look, but you can wash warm in your mouth, that's right. Can you wash fire element in your mouth? Okay? And now, wash water element. Can you wash lower in your mouth? Doesn't matter what you wash, but when you wash, you got mindfulness. And when you got mindfulness, you got calmness. That's why. Okay. Now, more about your heart. Now, I just teach you about your mind. But even your mind empty of thought or calmness doesn't mean your heart empty of suffering. Even you got calmness, it doesn't mean you free from suffering. Now we come to heart, learn about heart, okay? But if your mind not calm, cannot learn about your heart, okay? So now, your heart, how to learn about your heart? Can you smile a bit? Where your heart is? Smile. When you not smile, your heart may be broken heart. When you smile, free from broken heart. That's right. Bring your mind back with smile. No worry, broken heart. No worry, smile. Or no worry, disappointed. Smile. And no worry, unsuccessful. Smile. No worry. Whatever happening, suffering, smile. Then you can see suffering. Instead of suffering, when you're suffering, you not see suffering. But when you bring your mind, your heart back, you're suffering. Just smile. You can see suffering. And suffering become less suffering. And then it become less suffering. You can see the cause of suffering. Cause of suffering is not from your friend. It's from your attachment. That's right. When you smile, you got your heart back. And what your heart say? See mental qualities. You are suffering, that is bad mental quality. Your attachment, that is bad mental quality. But when you smile, you come out from bad mental quality. And then you wake up with smile. So even you don't have time for meditation, okay? Just keep your heart smile. Okay, why? This is your mind, and this is your heart. Okay? Now your attention go there already. Can you see? Okay, I stop. What happened? Oh, nice guy. Huh? Handsome guy. Your attention go there already. Welcome, welcome. Okay? You know, he never watch himself. He just rush, go to sit. Okay? Come. Come here. Light incense. Come. You come late. Okay? I not give you punishment. Come here. You never see your mind. But now take incense stick. What happened? I tell you light incense stick. Just do slowly. What happened? Do slowly. Your mind come back. Turn inwards. And watch here only. And let go all thought. Not lost in thought. Can you see your mind come back? And what the result of your mind come back? Still and mindful. And what more you see? Still and mindful and calmness. That's right?
Yes.
Good. Good boy. Go. Understand? Ah? Watch your step. When you watch your step, your mind mindful, seeing the present moment. And your mind mindful, you see your mind, good quality come to your mind. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I think not okay. You not okay. Okay, now your heart. This is my monkey mind. Even you calm down your mind, calm. But your heart got dirtiness, desire, anger, delusion. Your mind cannot calm for long, lost again, because the cause is from your heart, attachment. So now I will just let you clean and clear your heart. First, instead of you try to focus me and you got calmness, but if you start from your heart, whenever your heart good, your mind good. But your mind good doesn't mean your heart good. Okay? You got calmness doesn't mean your heart calm. But if your heart calm, your mind calm. You can realize. Now, just workshop. Smile a bit in your heart. And show me. Smile, can you lost in thought when you smile? Smile and lost in thought, show me now. Smile and thinking too much. Smile and so much thought. Can you? Cannot. If your heart goes, your mind goes. Okay? And I give you the knowledge about mind and heart. Okay? Mind, we call this is conditioning mind. Okay? Monkey mind. This mind work as thought. Okay? But pure mind is here. Why we call pure mind? When you smile, it become pure by itself. Okay? Pure mind is here. Okay? And more smile, you got pureness in your heart, then thought disappear. Okay? But anyhow, you just learn to know the function of mind. My, okay, sometimes we use one word, my, that is mean here. But this we call conditioning mind. If we use one word, okay? But in Thailand, we use my and heart, okay? In Thailand, okay? So if you just know my and heart and know the function of my as thought, heart as feeling. So now, when you smile, you got feeling smile, my as thought go away. Because my working one at a time. When you smile, your mind come here with awareness and nice smile, you not lost in thought. And when you lost in thought, you cannot smile. Okay? That's right? When you lost in thought, difficult to smile. When you got disturbed, you don't know how to smile. Too much thinking, cannot smile. Okay? So that's why, if you can, just more smiling, you get more calmness. Because you shift your thought to your feeling. Whenever you shift your thought to your feeling, convert thought to your feeling, your mind become one with your heart. If you can smile and keep not only smile, loving kindness. Loving kindness is feeling or thought? Feeling. Can you feel loving kindness in your heart? Now you just think about loving kindness. Loving kindness is in your heart. It's not in your brain. But most students, when learning about Buddha Dhamma, Buddha teaching, or the Buddha teaching is here. But when you, for example, when you learn about loving kindness, you just make a judgment. What is loving kindness? You just make concept. What is loving kindness? You just smile now. Smile now. When you smile, you got loving kindness or not? If you not smile, no, not come to me, I'm not smile. If you not smile, even people come to you, you don't have any loving kindness. So that is when you, the way to learn Buddha Dhamma, Buddha teaching, you must learn to see inside, okay? But if you just try to interpret what the meaning, what the concept of loving kindness, you are very far from Buddha teaching, okay? But if you just smile, okay, no need to make any judgment. Smile, you understand loving kindness, okay? Because I just ask you, what the Buddha teaching, loving kindness, where? Here. Great compassion. Okay? Rejoice. Equanimity. But what you learn Buddha Dhamma, you learn what is the great compassion and what different great compassion and loving kindness. You cannot catch the concept, catch not the essence of the Buddha teaching if you try to catch the concept. Just smile. You got loving kindness or not? More smile. You have great compassion or not? And more smile. You got calmness or not? Now you just, how to get into calmness? Smile. All the Buddha teaching point to your pure mind. Okay? But now, it become dirty mind and it becomes separation. Your heart, it look like you know the coin. Okay, if this coin, now your heart go just flipping to your brain, to your mind. When you smile, you just convert, come to your heart. Can you just convert your mind to your heart, your thought to your feeling, and be mindful with good awareness, okay? Then you can see everything impermanent. You cannot keep your heart permanent here because you got eye contact, ear contact. Then your heart flipping, come here again. But if you mindful awareness from your pure mind, from your smile, now smile, even you got thought, you can see thought, okay? Because when you smile, you become one with your heart. When you got whatever happened, eye contact, then you can see your heart slowly go out to your thought, to your mind slowly to out to your thought, okay? Now how to develop? Here we call awareness. Awareness in your heart, in your mental state, with smile, okay? Okay. And the problem, you cannot smile. What to do? How to do? The Buddha just give you practice. Anapanasati, breathing, mindfulness of breathing. Okay? Now, what the Buddha teaching is, can you know now? Can you know now you're breathing in or breathing out? Can you know? Smile first. Because you not smile, you cannot know. Now smile. Now you're breathing in or breathing out. When you smile, you know? When you not smile, your heart stay here. Okay? When your heart stay here, you don't know you are breathing or not because you lost in thought. Smile. You know, are you breathing or not? So, what I say is, if you have this wisdom, okay? There are, let's say, everybody do meditation. If you just put concentration, that is only primary school. Okay? But you just awareness of your breathing. This is secondary school. And if you wake up and see this, the whole, see even you are sitting and got breathing in, inhale and outhale, and see all the full foundation, sensation, my object, this is university level. Okay? So now, today I start from primary school. You must still your mind first. And not only still your mind, awareness of your mind still. You still your mind, you not awareness of your mind still, you fall asleep. Okay? It's good for sleep when your mind still. Okay? But if you awareness of your mind still, you wake up. This is, I teach you primary school. Now secondary school, don't have to focus anything. Can you feel your breathing from heart? Smile first. Because when you not smile, you only make a judgment by your thought. Where the breathing? But when you smile, you already know the breathing. That's right. Smile. That's why there are way of enlightenment and method F of enlightenment. Okay? Method of enlightenment, that means you must practice step by step. Still your mind or calmness meditation. And then develop vipassana. But there is way of enlightenment, the Buddha say. Start with the Buddha used the word gladness. You know gladness? Gladness in Bali word, pramod. Can you keep your heart gladness? You know yourself. You see yourself. And for me, I use smile. Gladness or smile the same thing, okay? But gladness is more profound. Okay, profile word. But when I talk to those who just practice meditation, smile better. Because you know, when smile, what happened? You see yourself. If this camera, okay? If this camera, I count one, you focus. You away, very good focus. One, you focus camera. Two, smile. You see yourself. Can you stay there? See yourself. How see yourself? Smile. And I not count three. Can you stay there for 10 minutes? Smile. You get into absorption, deep in the meditative state with awareness. Okay? When you focus, you lose awareness. So that's why primary school, you focus and then fall asleep, lose awareness, focus, fall asleep. Okay? But when the high school, smile, you know, you are breathing or not? Now, one, you focus the camera. You don't know even you're breathing. That's right. Two, you smile. Come. I got awareness and see. I have a good radar. Can see somebody come. Okay? Okay, Smile. Okay, you start from smile. Okay? Because you are very late now. Now, how you know you wake up in meditation? One, you focus the camera. This, you focus, you not wake up in meditation. Only still. Two, you smile. And if you have deep smile from your heart. Now smile. Two, when you smile, you got awareness on your face or not. Then it bring your mind back and see how you smile. When you one, you focus the camera. You might go to the camera. You cannot see you are smiling. But two, you smile. You are got awareness. Your mind become mindful and awareness together. When mindful and awareness together, you can see yourself. Okay? Again, how to do meditation? One, two, not three. Can you see yourself? When you smile on your face, you see your face. How can you smile your, how about can you smile both your face and your heart? You smile on your face, you see your face. If you can got gladness smile in your heart, you can see your heart. You can see your heart gladness. And of course, you got dirtiness in your heart, attachment, desire. But now when you got gladness, you can see something else. Before you don't have even gladness, not even smile, you only got delusion, desire. Then you don't know, don't see you got delusion, desire or anger. You don't know when you angry, you don't know you are angry, okay? But when you got smile a bit, you can see, oh, this is anger, this is smile. Smile is good heart, anger is only enemy come, okay? So now see by heart, smile, and how about if you cannot smile somebody, I ask somebody, even I tell them smile, smile, smile. They got suffer in their life too long. They cannot smile. So then you got the next step. Okay? You know already, your mind work as thought, your heart work as feeling. How to go into calmness, shift your thought to your feeling. Okay? Now you got thought. If you got massage on your arm, now do massage on your arm now. And feeling together, feeling your massage. You stop thinking already. Because where is your mind? Your mind is here, not in your brain. Because your mind work as feeling. Can you massage your body, your face? You stop thinking. Because you shift your thought to your feeling on the body. And when you shift your thought to your feeling on the body, and then smile. Move again from feeling only body, feeling also deep into your heart. Then you go to deep meditation. So that's why the Buddha just got breathing, mindfulness of breathing, because can you feel your breathing? If you can feel your breathing, thought go away. Because instead of you massage your hand and feel your hand, massage your arm and feel your arm, now you just feel your breathing. Where your mind? Come here. No thought. So because you are student of U of New South Wales, then I just tell you way of meditation, very simple. Okay? Shift your thought to your feeling. How? Can you shift to your thought to your feeling of your breathing? You got calmness instantly. Can you keep feeling your breathing? Because you you not only primary school, this is you of New South Wales, then I tell you, feel your breathing. You got instant calmness. And what happened? When you feel your breathing, you see your breathing by feeling. And ask you, your feeling come from your heart or not? When you feel your breathing, your feeling come from your heart or not? Then you got heart awareness. When you feel your breathing, you got awareness and see your breathing and whatever mental state in your heart, good or bad, you can see. So if you just use your heart, this is very simple and direct, okay? We call awareness. Awareness now, you are breathing in or breathing out. Can you feel with awareness from heart? No thought already. And when you feel with awareness from heart, what happened? You can feel something in your heart together. And when you feel you are breathing from heart, you can see your breathing by feeling. And you can feel your heart by feeling. Then you can see in your heart whatever mental state you got. Can you see by feeling? Now, try again. Can you touch your arm? Can you feel something on your arm? Whatever sensation, cool or warm, or any feeling or sensation, can you feel? It doesn't matter what feeling or sensation, can you feel? You stop thinking. Because your mind come here. Okay? So that's why when you go to massage, you got relaxed. Because your mind come to massage on your body and you feel calm, okay? But you don't have to pay $50 for massage. You just feel your arm now. Can you feel your arm? Touch and feel softly. No thought. And again, feel your arm. What happened? Can you feel your arm? And can from your arm sensation bring you to feel the whole body sensation? That's why. If you can feel your arm sensation, you can feel the whole body sensation because it's connected together. Can you feel sensation on your arm and the whole body sensation? Don't think. Okay, just feel. Can you feel on your arm sensation and feel the body sensation? It's connected together. Now you don't have to feel your arm. Can you feel yourself? Your body sensation, can you feel? You got calmness already. Because your mind come to your body, the whole body. And you know what is the good quality, the best quality of meditation. You know? Whenever your mind become one with your body, the whole body, that is the best quality of meditation. Okay? Best quality. How you know you got good meditation? Whenever you got more awareness of your body, bodily action, movement. Can you feel your movement? Now, got exercise. Can you feel your exercise? No thought already. Okay? So, good meditation, where you know, how you know you have good meditation? When your mind become one with your body, physical body, or your mind become one with blood body. When you start to practice, start from glossy first. Your body is glossy. Can you feel your body, the whole body? And become one? If not become one, just help. Hey. Hit him. Come back. Your friend hit you. You stop thinking or not? Stop thinking. Because when your friend hit you, don't have to tell you become one. You already become one. Why hit me? You have no thought. You only feel touching. But this is to primary school. You of New South Wales, you must be able to become one with your breathing. Can you feel your breathing even you listen my talk? Can you feel and become one with your breathing even you listen to my talk? Very deep calmness. Okay? So now I will teach you feel your breathing at home. If you are primary school, I will teach you focus the breath. But now you of New South Wales, I will teach you what the Buddha said. Before enlightened, the Buddha awareness of breathing, his own breathing at home. Because the Buddha and everyone breathing every moment, that's why. But you lost. If you lost, you not feel your breathing. Then you go to your thought. But if you feel your breathing, breathing is breath body, and become one with your breath body, you free from thought. Okay, now how to see yourself? If you just listen to my talk, not feel your breathing, not smile and not feel your breathing. Okay, if you smile, now smile and listen to my talk, it looks like you got awareness and see yourself. Okay? But somebody cannot smile, just follow the Buddha technique. Can you feel your breathing together when you work, when you walk? Even now you listen to me, can you feel your breathing? Feel, not look. Not look at your breathing. I tell you, feel your breathing at home. Do you breathing? You got breathing already, but you not feel. But if you can feel your breathing together when you look at me, you got awareness and see yourself. Feel your breathing when you listen to my talk. You got awareness and see because you feel your breathing. You feel your breathing, you can see how you sit, how you doing. Feel your breathing. Now you don't understand awareness and see. Okay, awareness and see. Can you feel your hand movement? You got, how you see your hand movement? I ask you. Awareness and see. Okay? But this is glossy. How about your breathing? But breathing is so soft and subtle. Can you feel your breathing? Even you open your eye, you got awareness and see your nice breathing. And then you got awareness and see yourself, your sitting posture, you are sitting and you are feeling. If you can got awareness and see whatever, start from your hand. And now start from your hand movement again. Can you see how you see your hand movement? If you can see your hand movement, this is we call with awareness. What happened? What next you can see? If you can see your hand movement, you can see your thought. If you can see your hand movement, you can see your feeling. If you can see hand movement, you can see your sitting posture. If you can see your hand movement, you can see everything about yourself. That's right. This is my purpose to teach you with wisdom. Now, can you see your breathing? It's very subtle and soft, but can you just feel? Don't focus. Feel. It bring you to see not only hand movement or bodily action. It bring you to see wholesome or unwholesome state in your heart. That's right. It bring you to see wholesome and unwholesome state in your heart. That's right. Can you see something in your heart now? With your breathing, when you feel your breathing, you got eye inside, see the mental state, good or bad. Okay? With awareness of your hand movement, you only got eye on your body, see the body movement. But now, smile, you got awareness from your heart smile, you can see in your smile something. You cannot smile nicely because you got something inside. Can you see something inside? Maybe you think of your boyfriend, girlfriend, you cannot smile, or you broken heart, you cannot smile, or you got attachment, you got desire, you got whatever, okay? So see yourself, the body, and inside your heart. How? Just even you sit still, you always got breathing already, inhale and outhale. Can you feel very gentle, soft and subtle, inhale and outhale? Can you see? If you can feel, you can see deep into your mental qualities. And then you can let go. Now you feel your breathing at home. What happened? I must tell you this important why I teach this technique for you. Because when the last minute comes before you die, in the coma state, your brain no function. And your mind come here. And you will feel only your breathing, but if you don't learn, maybe you don't feel your breathing. You may be worried. But if you learn how to feel your breathing, you can overcome this critical point, the coma state. Because when you feel your breathing, especially the last breathing, now pretend to die. When you pretend to die, your mind come here, and what your mind aware, only breathing and the last breathing. If you can feel all awareness of the last breathing, you got wake up and you see the light go to the higher limb. But now I tell you, feel your breathing. Somebody cannot feel breathing because inside really disturbed. Oh, cannot feel breathing. Inside broken heart, how to feel breathing? Inside disturbed, how to feel breathing? Inside disappointed, how to feel breathing? Now you have only 1 minute left. You cannot feel your breathing. You got into the darkness. Go to the lower limb. Okay? So even you really lazy in practice mindfulness, awareness, meditation, but I still have loving kindness for you. Just only this feeling of your breathing, the last minute. Now feel now, the last minute, now the king of death come. When you feel your breathing, the Buddha said, your mind empty of thought. Your heart empty of all attachment. Because breathing can calm down all disturbance, desire, and attachment. When you feel your breathing, the last state, in coma state, the Buddha said, your mind empty. What happened? The king of death cannot find you. Cannot find you. That means you got recovery from illness. Because when you not feel your breathing, you got fear, you got thought. The king of death can find you because you got thought. You are in this room, number one, number two, number three, the king of death can find you. Because you got signal of your thought. King of death come, time over, come with me, go to hell. Okay? But if you can feel your breathing, thought emptiness, desire emptiness, worry emptiness, all emptiness. The Buddha said in the Sutta, Mokkhalad, this monk named Mokkhalad, whenever your mind emptiness, even the king of death cannot find you. Okay? This is said in the Sutta. So when you feel your breathing, maybe the doctor say, tonight you pass away. But when you feel your breathing, you get recovered well instantly. Because your mind empty. the king of death, what room number? Cannot find, and then just pass next time. Okay, just come next time. okay. Now feel your breathing now. But if you cannot escape because you are 90, you are 100 years old already. When you die, you will have confidence. When you feel your breathing, you got peace. And in your heart will say, I'm ready to die now. Because now I am 90 and I got very difficulty in life. Okay? I got sickness a lot. Okay? But now when you feel your breathing, don't worry anything. You got peace. And your heart will tell your heart, now are you ready to die in peace? Everybody must die. Are you ready? Yes, I am ready. Then the light come up. You see the path, go to the higher realm. Okay? So there are two cases. Two cases, if you are aging and your age over, then when you die in peace, you go with the light, see the path. And if you are maybe now, I don't think this room aging people, all teenager, 19, 16, no, 25, 30. So you're so young. If you got sick in hospital, you feel your breathing. The doctor say you have to stay in hospital 1 week. You feel your breathing. Don't worry anything. Then all the four elements will reform. Okay? Working properly. And before we finish, I will reform the four elements for you now. Just pretend to die. If you die now, okay? Pretend to die by just tell you, I am ready, because you feel your breathing. I am ready to die. And just realize when you die, the four elements of this body go to the four elements in the nature. Now pretend to die, and you are burned, and all your body become four elements to the nature. And cross your eye and listen to me and follow my guidance. Okay? Cross your eye. Now just return this sick. Somebody got sickness. Okay? Or whatever. You just return this body. Now I am ready to die. I am ready to let go attachment to this body. Just return this body to the four elements in the nature. And now make your wish. With the Buddha, power of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Please make me reborn by the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. I, my name, you just say, I, Mr. Mrs., I just let go this body that very ill. And now, with the power of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, just trust in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. And more trust. And just ask for the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Make you reborn by the power of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. All the four elements from the nature come to your body now. And with newly born, newborn body, no sickness, you got healthiness, especially this body born by the power of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you feel healthy, okay? No sickness at all, okay? And just with the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, I will do good only from now because I am now born by the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. From now on, I will take 5 precepts. I will do good. I will develop loving kindness. I will got great compassion, rejoice, and equanimity. I will let go all desire, delusion, anger, let go all attachment. Because this body born by the power of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, I must take care of this body by goodness only. And with this goal in your heart with the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, or with this right determination with the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, may the light, the future of you in this life, may open, bring you to have good luck, good life, good future, happiness, good health, and all success. Buddhang saranang kacchami, Dhammang saranang kacchami, Sanghang saranang kacchami. Now you got blessed by the power of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Fulfill all your wish. Fulfill. You will see your good future. Okay? Good luck, good life, and all happiness with you and your family. And now I finish this session. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.